Welcome, everyone. I am Michael, your host for Judgment Day. This is the fourth episode in this podcast reading series. I will be reading the text of Devotional Prayers and Modern Prophecies. This is an avant-garde approach to presenting prophetic poetry. This episode is the presentation of entries 637 through 639 from Book 5, Volume 2. Be sure to download Volume 1 of Devotional Prayers and Modern Prophecies for free from polly@loshapubs.com. That's right, it's a free PDF. You will need to enter a valid email address to receive a secure download link for the file via that email address. The files are held in a secure repository server owned by Wix.com. Polyet Losha Publishing does not use your email information for marketing purposes without your consent. Get ready for Judgment Day. Get ready for the apocalypse. You're listening to Devotional Prayers and Modern Prophecy. Blessed be my Lord, who is the King of all glory. Glorious is the Lord forever and ever on his throne. May the Lord bless me to know more truth, that my accuracy and specificity will increase. Accuracy and specificity in prophecy come from God. It is only Almighty God who knows all things. The messengers of God's eternal truth receive God's words with accuracy and specificity. Never will the Lord be blamed for my errors, but my task is to deliver God's eternal truth. I have God's protection and blessings that I speak the truth with accuracy and specificity. While I am a simple man and not perfection, I wait upon the Lord for accuracy and specificity. Only a true prophet of God prophesies with specificity, and it is God's will that prophecy is accurate. My own thoughts may interfere with God's words, but with the Holy Spirit, God's words will shine. The light of God's eternal truth in me will shine forth in the darkness of pagan lies. The heretics and pagans who oppose me will suffer physical torments and die. None of those sinners may live to oppose my words when these prophecies come from Almighty God. I kneel to God as I wait on the Lord. With patience I will remain resolute. I will not waver from my position, and my argument for God's innocence is strong. I proclaim that God is without sin, and Jesus Christ was completely human. I stand firm as a supporter of Almighty God, and I reject all of the Catholic blasphemers. Those who claim God impregnated a human female are blasphemers, accusing God of having sinned. None of those liars may be allowed to breathe another breath on earth after God's judgment day. Those heretics and pagans who will not repent must suffer eternal torments in a fiery hell. When they blaspheme God with false accusations, their hair will fall out and their teeth will break off. Their skin will melt like a wax candle, and their blood will boil like water. They will vomit blood and bile for their blasphemy and insult of God. The time is nearing for the retribution, and God's eternal truth is in distribution. Those who hear it and blaspheme God will suffer an eternal condemnation in hell. God is great. The Lord is truly praiseworthy. I give thanks to God for everything in my life. I have no wants or urgent needs because I have faith in God's protection. I receive from the Lord what God gives, and I give unto God all that is God's. Blessed is the Lord, for God is truly merciful. My sins are forgiven, and I am ready for God's day. I continue to labor with love for the Lord. The work of my hands will be pleasing to God, and I will follow His will for my actions. I give praise to God while seeking His guidance. I do not walk in the path of confusion because I know God's eternal truth. None may dissuade me from my course, and doing the will of God is not deleterious. Take from me my weakness and give me strength, because I am only a human being. My life on earth is a fleeting moment in the everlasting timeline of Almighty God. Though I am not worthy of the Lord's favor, God gives His to me as freely as I need. I will not hesitate to respond to God whenever He calls me by my name. Well, that concludes episode 4 of Judgment Day. The subtitle for this segment was The Fallibility of Man. I never really know exactly what I am going to write when I sit down to do these devotional prayers and modern prophecies. As soon as I start writing, all of it comes to me so fast that I have a hard time keeping up with it all. It is like having a water faucet of thoughts turned on in my mind. As a CE5 experience, it is like tuning into a radio station that sometimes seems to play the same songs, but there is always something new. The beginning of the Judgment Day trial will start in episode 6, but these first 4 episodes will be helpful for those not familiar with the theology of God's eternal truth. Be sure to subscribe for notifications of the next release. You don't want to miss any of these episodes. Thank you for listening. I am Michael.